Blog Talk Radio.
I'm OMF, original master of flow,
and I'm ready to rock the house.
OMF, original master.
Can't go from your CEO, and she's so cool. Baby, don't you know I can sing, rap, dance in just one show? Cause I'm Gaggo, Mr. Sophisticator. As far as I know, ain't nobody greater. From beginning to end and to beginning, I never knew because I'm all about winning. But if I was to lose, I wouldn't be a fake. Cause I'm not a gambler, I don't bet. I don't be, you know, you know. And baby, why you nimble? The Eli is the grizzly, killer, and gizzo. I thought you'd be a friend and give me a rap. I thought I had a penny, so I was sitting in the trap. I thought it'd be a beauty too, but it was something like that. I guess that's what I give a thing, it ain't that right, black. I thought I had it in the palm of my hand. But man, oh man, if I was grand, I'd bang. Roxanne,
Roxanne, Roxanne, can't you understand?
Tango, I don't think that you're dense, but you went about the matter with no experience. You should know, she doesn't need a guy like you. She needs a guy like me, with a high IQ. And she shakes for my rap, cause my rap's the best. The educated rapper MC will never vex. So when I met her, I wasted no time. But suck up, Roxanne, pay me no mind. She thought my name was Barry, I told her it was Gary. She said she didn't like him, so she supposed to call me Barry. She said she loved to marry, her baby she would carry. And if she had a baby, his name's her baby Harry. Her mother's name is Mary, which is really quite contrary. Her face is very hairy, and you can say he's scary. She lives in Miami, her father's a fairy. His wife is second fairy, his son's in the military. Back in January, or was it February? But every time I say this rhyme, I'm really kinda weary. It's only customary to give this commentary. You never find a rhyme like this in any dictionary. But do you know, after all that, all I received was a pat on my back. That's what you get, it happened to me. Ain't that right, Mixed Master I-Z-E?
Roxanne, 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 Roxanne.
You thought you had a rope, you thought you were Cupid. But EMD, your rap was plain stupid. I know you're educated, but what will you learn? Not all girls want to be involved with bookworms. You gotta be strong with you. Resist, the educated rapper, bust this. Since she's a new girl around the block, I had to let her know I was a debonair doctor. Said you call yourself a doctor. I said, listen, she's gonna explain to me really what doctors must be. Well, I said, this is very simple, cause I don't say this everything. It's a major medical field the doctor must play. Dermatology is treatment of the skin. Infected and you see me over and over again. There's anesthesiology, ophthalmology, internal medicine, and plastic surgery, orthopedic surgery, and pathology of disease caused by the change of the body. She said, ooh, that's very unique. Gave me her number and kissed me on the cheek. She said she had to go, but she'd be back by 8. Told me call at 9 to arrange the date. Did you take her to the beach? That's what we planned, but she stood me up. Roxanne, Roxanne.
Roxanne,
I wanna be your man.
Roxanne,
and here's our game plan.
Well, from UTFO, we back for another dope show. This is Ormus. This is a happy new year to everybody. That was Kango, UTFO, rest in peace. My brother, one of the originals, the ones that taught you how to dance, the original freaks come out at night. We back on the mic. This is what the music's real tight. Yeah, I got on my line, got a special guest on the line, Pride Luciano. What's up, my brother? Is he there? Yo, yo.
Yo, yo.
Yeah, what's up, man? Who's that? Yo.
Yo, this is Citizen San Francisco, California.
What's going on, man?
Oh, what's man, just sitting here listening to the rap tunes, man. Rest in peace to the brother. He was a good brother from UTFO, man. I learned a lot from him.
Yeah, you know he did. He got that. He had that. He had that. The verses, man. He had the rap skills. You know what I'm saying? Well, you used to have rap skills and talent. That brother taught you how to dance too. Freeze come out of night. Right, tell him.
There it is.
So what's
okay.
going on, man?
Yeah. Oh, man, my name is Sinister Man from the San Francisco Bay Area, music producer, writer, videographer, on and on, working on a lot of projects with the host of the show, OMF. You know, got a lot of artists that I'm working with. You can tune in to my Instagram at Straight Up Magazine 1 and just Google Straight Up. Or Sinister Music, PSYNISTER Music, and everything will pop up, and let's do some business. That's it.
All right.
Tuning in, I'm out.
All right. Holla.
Oh.
Take the next caller.
Yo, this is Jay Funkadelic, the Funkable Operator. Once again, he will kill it. Straight out of the park.
Yo, what's up, my brother? Mecca Hip Hop.
How you doing, my man?
Tell
how you living? Happy New Year.
Oh, man, thank you for calling in and supporting the show, my brother.
Yeah,
my brother.
The last time you try to, like, inbox me for the show, I was knocked out. I was sleeping.
Yeah, you know how we do. We just keep it alive in San Francisco.
Yeah.
What's going on in the Mecca Hip Hop, man? That's my people, man.
You know, same old, brother. You know how I do. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to maintain, starting off a new year. You know what I'm saying? Come out with some new hip hop in the fall that's coming out. That I'm releasing pretty soon. So. You know what I'm talking about, bro.
Yo, tell us, give us a little background. You will tell you how you got into hip-hop and everything. Just give us a little background.
Well, I've been listening to rap since 1985, I believe it was, or 84. I started like in rap in 84, 85, because when I first heard of hip-hop, I knew where the songs were. I heard hip-hop before I even started, like, I heard hip-hop like on cartoon shows. And stuff from Fat Albert, from Dr. Seuss, and from all the of the children's television workshop shows that I've been watching back in the day, way back in the day, and I was feeling it, and I just started to like listen to the dope beats, the dope lyrics, you know, in my own era, in the Mecca, from the elements and the roots.
Tell them. When you used to have skills and rap and flow.
Well, I learned it from school. I went to school to be a dope MC.
Yo, say it again.
I went to school. I've been writing rhymes for this kid in high school. I wrote him like some lyrics that made him want to rap. And this kid lives in Brooklyn.
So, to let you all know. You had to rock the show, you know.
Exactly.
But you know what I'm saying? You had to have flow. You had to have skills to keep it real. Tell a motherfucker how you feel. Motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Right off the knick-knack, patty-whack, you know what I'm saying? Give a dog a shit. That's what I'm saying. They don't know nothing about hip-hop, man. You got to
They don't know nothing about hip-hop because
That's,
the beat
yeah,
sounds like a
know.
Sorry. And only hear was
man.
People like doing the songs like you're stuttering with their
man,
words.
They,
the beat is so loud, you can't understand what they're saying, bro.
They
I'm
don't have to
you,
say nothing nowadays. They don't have
no.
to say nothing nowadays. Anybody can rap now. Shit, hey, you ain't got to
yeah.
say shit.
Everybody can rap.
They
don't
fuck up hip hop, man.
To be like Big Daddy Kane and Kool G Rap and Eric Rakim and Run DMC and all these cats that got record deals, it takes a mad fucking time to become a hip hop to be nice in hip hop.
They don't know about the struggle, you understand?
Yeah,
they don't,
back in the day.
They don't know about the struggle and the pain, you understand? They just came out there and took off their clothes and they made a lot of money, you understand?
Yeah, that's
they got butt naked, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And they sold out of
yeah.
art forms. You know
I like
what I'm saying?
That's, I had beatboxing, MCing, DJing, graffiti.
It's no longer hip hop, brother.
No one knowing anything.
They don't mess over.
That's what happened.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. They should change the category. They don't call that shit hip hop.
Listen, the industry got smoked with a shotgun, so you know it happens. Everything comes down on like in the industry because you know.
The industry is so far gone. Ain't no way we're coming back.
I used to buy hip-hop cassettes in record stores back in the day.
They ain't going to bring it. It's so far gone, man. It's so gone. It's so far gone,
man. It is so gone. They're turning record shops into clothing stores.
They just sold out our art for, man.
Listen, the best record store I ever went to was Harmony Records on Union Park Road in Parkchester.
But
unfortunately, they burnt down a while ago.
They don't have the moms and pop stores no more. We could go against the real music, you know.
Gotta
man.
Make new buildings
like
out
that
of it.
No more. I like that no more.
Yeah, I got some vinyl in my house. I got some CDs and I got cassette. I got galores of cassette tapes.
That's what we got. You know what I'm saying? We got catalogs.
That was
and
no.
Shit. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That was no. Internet. There was no iMac. There was no Samsung Windows 7, nothing like that. There was no iPhone. There was no iPad back in the day. No. You didn't even have that shit. You didn't even have it.
That's why I was listening to UTFO when I was like, hold on. You want
to listen
to some
UTFO
hip-hop.
Because I got a phone with Tango Kid. Speaking of Tango Kid, I met him in Central Park like a couple of summers ago.
Yeah, rest in peace, man. We lost a lot of souls.
When I found out that he died, I'm like, nah, this guy's a legend right here.
Yeah.
You know what got me real depressed about hip hop? When Fred the Godson died, that shit hit home.
Who?
When Fred the Godson passed away, I was hospitalized. That was one of my best rappers. He was like, me and him were like the hip hop mega powers from the Bronx. Remember when Hulk Hogan and the Macho Man was mega powers in wrestling? Me and Fred the Godson was the mega powers from the BX. Me and him. I'm dead ass. I'm not lying.
A lot of brothers, they're going to be here to see the museum open up next year, man. That's a lot of brothers, they're going to be there to see it open up, man. All our soldiers are gone, man. It's just sad how we lost a lot of money by
it's the illness is killing us right now. It's that fucked up shit. The Omicron, the coronavirus, COVID-19, testing positive bullshit's killing everybody.
Cancer's killing. A lot of us lost
the cancer. If you want to live, you got to take your booster shot. You got to take your vaccine. Be clean every day.
Tell them.
You got to be like that, man. What's up? Huh?
Yeah. So tell us what you're doing for next year. Tell us what you're going to be doing and shit.
Well, I don't know yet. I'm just like looking for events. Tomorrow I'm looking to go see Ja Rule and Sony Hall tomorrow. Tomorrow night I was going to go see Ja Rule and Sony Hall tomorrow night. I got tickets for that.
Back on the bike, huh?
I remember he performed on New Year's Eve on ABC with Ashanti. That was so cool to watch. Yeah. So Ja Rule's my man. I got no beef with 50 Cent and Ja Rule. I like those guys. I don't give a fuck if they got beef or no beef. I like them.
There should be no beef in hip-hop. It's some dumbass words,
No. Even like when MC Shan dissed KRS-One. And I'm booking out
that was joke. That was jokes.
That was
man.
Years ago.
That was jokes, though. We wasn't taking that serious, though. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Hip hop was. That wasn't even.
I was watching yesterday. I was watching on A&E. I was watching a recap of Notorious B.I.G. documentary about when he performed in L.A. and Tupac came out the car, the window was putting up middle fingers in the air because of Biggie. And I remember
they ruined hip hop. That's what happened to hip hop. We lost a lot of souls behind. Fucking dumbass words. Again, as
I
say, hip hop was about fun.
Tupac,
we was about fun and having fun partying. Hip hop was about having fun and partying, man. That's what hip hop was.
Yeah.
See, they ruined hip hop, man, with all that. Got, man, they ruined hip hop, man.
Gangster, who started gangster
rap? Yeah, they ruined hip hop, man. They ruined hip hop. That's, you see what happened to hip hop? Hip-hop just went to, now you see what it is now. See what I'm saying?
Who started gangster, let me tell you who started gangster rap. It could be
ruined
me
hip-hop.
Or Ice-T.
Ruined hip-hop.
No. It could
they
be
lost.
Too Short. Or Toddy T. It could be out of those guys. It could have been Ice-T that started gangster rap. It could be Too Short or Eazy-E for N.W.A. must have started gangster rap. You know?
It was killing each other, man. It was killing each other. That was not gangster, nigga. That's not gangster, first of all. That's not gangster. Killing your own people
is not
gangster, bro.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
My favorite.
Killing your brothers in the hood and making money off of that sort of dope to your brother is not gangster, man. Come on, man. Black Lives Matter, bro.
The phone, they were telling facts about how
they ruined. Man, you gotta keep it.
They want to make gangster rap is because they want to speak about their reality. How it is with the cops and with the feds and doing the drugs and shit. They want to rap about that, and you know they were getting harassed by the police, and that's why.
And they made money off of that. They made money off of that. They in the Hall of Fame because of that. You understand me? They in the Hall of Fame because of gangster rap, Flynn Brothers, and talking about Black Lives Matter. Man, come on, man.
You know, Ice Cube, when I first heard about Ice Cube, it was with the CIA. I didn't even really knew. He was, before he was out in NWA, Ice Cube was down with the CIA.
But Eazy is the one that got him in that shit, though. Eazy is the one that was
dead. No, he had the HIV virus.
Yeah, he was the one that.
He had the HIV virus before he died. He died in 95. He died the same year.
He's the one that got him. Yeah, he's the one that got into that politics and shit. He's the one. He was the mastermind behind that whole shit.
Who shook Knight?
That's why they got to give that man a lot of power.
Yeah, Shook Knight, the one that owned Death Row Records. I know all about this.
That was a cool group, though. I like N.W.A.
Yeah.
They changed hip hop. You know what I'm saying? And exposed all. Shit about
the pot went ratchet.
Yeah, they came after. But do you see what they got? They got that shit from Public Enemy.
Who got something from Public Enemy?
Ice Cube.
Yeah.
America's Most Wanted.
I knew Public
America
Enemy
Most Wanted was produced
N.W.A.
And Ice Cube's best album he ever made was America's Most Wanted, and that was produced by Public Enemy.
That came out in 1990. I remember.
That was the one he left. That's when he left. When he left N.W.A., he came to New York, and him and Big Daddy Kane Daddy Kane and Chuck D produced his album American Most Wanted with Jack and for beats and all of that.
They did a record on Fear of a Black Planet called Burn Hollywood.
Yeah,
Burn.
It was on that. Yeah,
that shit was
Hollywood. Hollywood.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's Hollywood. What
Black
it's called
LA,
Hollywood.
Public Enemy got me hyped.
Yeah,
because all they did, they had some banging ass tracks. The samples that they had. On that drum machine.
And you know, Russell Simmons didn't want them on his record label either. Russell Simmons, the motherfucker.
All Russell Simmons, right?
He didn't want that's why Greg Rubin left.
Snoop Dogg became president of Def Jam. Yeah, exactly.
He didn't want Public Enemy on Def Jam.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. But Rick Rubin was the one that got him, yeah.
Yeah, Rick Rubin got the big-ass beard. Rick Rubin. I know Rick Rubin. I remember seeing Crush Groove. The old hip hop will be Crush Groove with the Fat Boy, Sheila E., Run DMC, and Chris Blow.
That's the first hip hop tour right there. There's the hip hop tour right there. Get Fresh.
That was the first hip hop tour. I was watching the video to it, but I never had that
1986.
Record. I had to download that record. That was hip hop. There was a lot of hip hop records that I wanted that I missed because I was looking for. I couldn't even find it nowhere. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't gonna find that.
No. Every rap record I could ever find in my life. You know.
You have to find it on CDs now. It'll be on CDs.
Yeah.
Back in
the early 90s and in the 80s, I used to go to the Wiz to buy an off cassette tape. You didn't know about that.
Yeah, no more. You talk about
in the 80s, man. Nobody beats the Wiz.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All that record stores are closed now.
Worldwide. I go all the way in the back to pick out some records, and nobody beats the Wiz.
Yeah. Yeah, we just gonna keep it rolling. We're gonna keep it and keep give us your
my Instagram, Facebook, YouTube.
Yeah,
J Funkadelic. It's J P H U N K E D E L I K. J Funkadelic. I do not spell it like Parliament.
Yeah. You send me your music. Send me some more music.
It's called The Poison.
I played all this stuff.
One at a time. Because I uploaded that Poison Clan record. That's what I did. That's the record I did in 2019. I did the record 3 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. It's off the Funkful Arkham Dark Knight. That album that I released, it was like late December. Late December, I released that, and then I had to like do more stuff. I came out with two more albums for 2020 album was the Funkful Pandemic, and last year's album was called the Funkful Legacy.
Yeah, you keep on doing it. Keep in touch and. Keep on saying your music, and we holler at you soon.
All right, no problem.
All right, my brother.
All right, peace.
Hey. Do we take another caller?
What's up, OMS?
Who's this? Who are you calling from?
This me, D. Roland from San Francisco, brother.
What's up? Tell me what's up. Hey, let us know who you are, where you at. What's going on with you?
Hey, I'm an artist. I'm from San Francisco, California, D. Roland. Y'all can find me on the YouTube. It's Sinister Music, PSYNISTER, and then music.
Yeah, so give us a little background how you got the hip hop and everything, and what's your influence in hip hop?
Shit, my influence is like Tone and you, and cause y'all been doing this music shit for a while, you know.
Yeah, so how you got the hip hop and everything?
Say that again.
Tell me, give us a little background on how you got into hip-hop.
Oh, yeah, I got into hip-hop because of, Sinister Music and Sack and them, you know?
So when you started rapping?
4 years ago, 2017.
Yeah. So where you did shows yet?
I done like only a few, but not a lot though. I'm planning on doing some this year though, for sure.
So what music you got coming out?
We're supposed to be dropping a song like in a couple of days. new video.
What's the name of it?
It's called Always First, Never Last.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So send the music to my email. Send the music, tell citizens, send the song to my email so we can play it on the show, man.
All right, for sure, OMS. Thank you for letting me on, too, and Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year, my brother. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you, brother.
All right. Yeah, can we play OMS, my song, OMS?
OMF still there?
Yeah. Can you play my song, OMF?
I'm OMF, original master of flow.
And I'm ready to rock the house.
OMF, original master of flow.
And I'm ready to rock the house.
OMF, original master of flow.
And I'm ready to rock the house.
OMF, yo, original master of flow.
And I'm ready to rock the house.
Yo, here comes the lowdown, here comes the showdown. OMF and straight up is all up in your town. We coming back with the lyricals, coming back like Smokey Robinson's and the Miracles. It's quite critical when we come up on the scene. We ain't shaking that ass and we ain't ran for the green. We down with the real team, red, black, and green. Remember Martin Luther King and I had a dream. But look how they sold out hip-hop, ran up on the spot, jumping out the box. Dancing a lot, the motherfucker walking all up in our town like motherfucking Bozo the Clown.
I'm OMF, original master of flow.
And I'm ready to rock the house.
I'm OMF, original master of flow.
And I'm ready to rock the house.
I'm OMF, original master of flow.
And I'm ready to rock the house.
I'm OMF, yo, original master of flow.
And I'm ready to rock the house.
Yeah, I'm all up in the street and can't feel the heat. Motherfucker, they fucked around and fell with the beat. Now they are walking around here with wearing dresses, looking around trying to impress us. But look around, they sold their ass, gave up the cash. But walk around here, look, they made the mad dash. Motherfucker, they walking and looking around like clowns. Check out my motherfucking sound. OMF, we all up in your grill. We coming back, but we not Sugar Hill. They we ain't dropping the real facts, dropping real rap. Motherfucker, we coming like the big mass attack. Hip hop ain't gonna never stop. We coming back like motherfucking Biggie and fucking Tupac. Mel back on the motherfucking scene. Look around, check out the new fucking team.
I'm OMF, original master of flow.
And I'm ready to rock the house.
I'm OMF, original master of flow.
And I'm ready to rock the house.
I'm OMF, original master of flow.
And I'm ready to rock the house.
I'm OMF, yo, original master of flow.
And I'm ready to rock the house.
Yeah, I said it. OG should have been got our props. Look around, they done sold our fucking hip-hop. Walking around with a motherfucking wig and a perm. Look around, they had the nerve to get on board. Look around, take the noise. Look around, we coming and putting the shit back on pause. We back to take hip-hop. Motherfucker, fuck that. No more jumping out the box. Get real, this ain't Monty Hall. This ain't motherfucking Let's Make a Deal. Real MC, speak the truth. That's why our rhymes are fully stacked and fully bulletproof. Check out, we come with the motherfucking lyricals. That's what I'm talking about. This ain't no miracle. We come with the motherfucking beat. Motherfucker like Beat Street. Motherfucker OMF when we taking back hip-hop. Coming back and it just don't fucking
I'm
stop.
OMF, original master of flow.
And I'm ready to rock the house.
OMF, original master of flow.
And I'm ready to rock the house.
OMF, original master of flow.
And I'm ready to rock the house.
OMF, yo, original master of flow.
And I'm ready to rock the house.
I'm OMF, original master of flow.
And I'm ready to rock the house.
I'm OMF, original master of flow.
And I'm ready to rock the house.
I'm OMF, original master of flow.
And I'm ready to rock the house.
I'm OMF, yo, original master of flow.
And I'm ready to rock the house.
Yeah, that was us all. OMF. Yeah. If we have any callers, give me a caller. We got any callers on the line?
What's up, OMF? This is Tupac. Tina, how you doing?
What's up, Tupac? Tina, what's going on?
Not much, not much. I got a new song out. Did you get it? I sent it to your email.
Yeah, I got your song. Yeah, okay. We're going to play it next week. Yeah.
Okay.
So what's going on with you?
Nothing. Nothing too much. Working on my music.
So what's the music you're working on?
I got 3 new songs. I got to record them, though. An R&B song and 2 hip-hop songs.
Yeah. So what's going on for the new year?
Well, nothing. Just starting off the new year new. With new things to come.
Yeah. So what you looking for to the new year? What's your new year resolution for this year?
To get my music on all major platforms and stay in the studio more.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, we just chilling. We just keeping it moving, keeping the beats going. Yeah, we just keeping the music going. So how you been?
I've been good. How you been?
I'm doing fine. Just keeping this. Just bringing the new year, made it to see the new year. Just keeping it going, keeping this music thing going. Working on the new music, working on the mixtape, working on a CD.
Okay.
You know, okay. So just play our music, promote our music. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do.
Yeah.
Keep it going. Yeah. So give us your links and everything. We can find you and everything.
TUPAXTINA Jackson on YouTube. TUPAXTINA Jackson on Spotify. And TUPAX, the number 2 radio on SoundCloud.
All right. So thanks for calling.
All right. Appreciate you. All right.
Yo, could we take another caller?
What's up, y'all? This is Trill 3L's Trillion Dollar Men. Real quick, Papa Boy Williams just announced that, or confirmed that he's retiring from battle rap blogging. Now, I'm not going to tell you not to do it because you obviously made that decision for a reason, but it's like, I just want to help you understand and help the other fans of battle rap understand your relevance to the culture. When Joe and I announced that he was retiring, didn't really care. You know what I'm saying? Show Off announced that he was retiring. I cared a little bit more, but I really didn't care about that either. You feel what I'm saying? When Disaster announced a few times that he was going to retire a while ago, like okay, who cares? You feel what I'm saying? But when Papa Boy Williams announces that he's going to retire from blogging, it's like, okay, now you got my attention. The reason for that is because Battle Truth and Piper Boy Williams are the reason why I started blogging. They made me more interested in the culture. Like, I've always been interested in battle rap and hip-hop, period, but I always only watched the battles that I wanted to see anyway. Like, if he wasn't one of the known rappers or somebody that was hot, that was on the rise, I wasn't watching it, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I know anytime I click on the Battle Truth or Papa Boy Williams blog, one, I'm going to get a real opinion, and two, I'm going to be entertained. because they're going to have humor. And if you watch any of my recaps, I always stress how battle rappers got to have that number one attribute should be entertainment and humor, keeping the crowd engaged on what they're doing. And that's what that's what Battle Truth and Papa Boy Williams do in blogging, you feel what I'm saying? So it's a lot of people that don't even watch battle rap like that, but they watch the blogs, you know what I'm saying? They watching the blogs more than they watch the battles, you know what I'm saying? So y'all play a key role in the culture of battle rap. So Papa Boy Williams, man, for whatever reason you want to quit or retire, hey, man, you got your reasons. I hope you're doing something bigger, man, but just want to let you know, like, you play a role in this culture, man. But do what you do. Again, this is Trillion Dollar Man, Trill 3Ls. Peace.
LP, thanks for calling. Yeah, can we get another caller?
What up? What up? What up? This your boy AK, man. Look, I'm back. I'm back. Goddamn internet slow. Hold up. Now look, man. Let's talk for a second. I'm going in, man. I'm blogging, man, but I'm going in. Why is it, Shawty, that every time an artist goddamn get a little steam behind his back, niggas start putting out bullshit material? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's elaborate for a second. Like, how many artists do you personally know, you know what I'm saying, just being on the real tip, that after they shit, second, third album, niggas still be spitting like they was spitting coming out the gate? You know what I'm saying? I want to elaborate on that shit. Like for example, like, you know what I'm saying, like, who probably be hot right now? Like, Luda. You know, Luda consistent. You know what I'm saying? Like, that nigga is creative as fuck. Now, Luda might not be the nigga I ride around in my CD deck every day, but the nigga consistent. You know what I'm saying? Or motherfucker like even T.I., like, you know what I'm saying, on that new album that came out. To me personally, the new album ain't good, man. Like, if you remember goddamn when Tip had dropped that motherfucking, Urban Legend? That Urban Legend was so motherfucking hard, but it wasn't nothing like that first album, you know what I'm saying? Even though I know it ain't gonna never be nothing like that first album, but just think about, like, the Carter 3 for Wayne is sold more than anything Wayne ever put out. But to me, the Carter 3 wasn't better than the Carter 1 or 2. It's the mixtapes that Wayne put out that really pushed him to that point. You know what I'm saying? Like for example, like Plies last album. Niggas gotta switch it up, man. You know what I'm saying? Like with Plies, he put out that, you know, his thing is every time he come out, he gonna drop the record for the ladies. And that's cool, but the nigga just starting to get a little redundant with, you know what I'm saying, you know, go on that. But then when you see him talking interviews and shit, the nigga sound like a valedictorian. Not saying that.
AJK.
Yo. I'm so gifted. Gritter nigga flip something. You screaming, you a shooter, you ain't hit nothing. Perpetrating, we stay in the shit, cousin. Straps everywhere, ready for the op function. Stay dumping, in the middle of the map. Where them killer city whales and them gritter niggas at? Make your bitch hold the pack. Stuffing in her pussy, just want some shoe money and a little bit of kush. All I know is push, gotta take another step. I don't do the handout, so I'ma get it by myself. Everybody going right, so I'ma cut left. Knocking doors down, the real niggas got next. Still slinging pounds, smoke come from the west. Top down, blowing tattoos on my chest. Blue Corvette, that was little bro shit. Just copped the red one, but I'ma get get some more shit. I'm tryna buy a house right now. It's all money, yeah. Slow the fuck down and be a bother to my kids. Please forgive me for the dirt that I did. But you made me, though it is what it is. I'm so gifted. You know what I'm saying? Niggas came a long way with this rap shit, man. You know what I mean? Now we tryna do something different. You feel me? This block shit. I'm so gifted. You know? Tryna buy the block back. Bring the money to our hood, you feel me? We on something different, man. Rollin' 7 on this shit straight out the gate. Cut straight, no slack, give it what it take. To reach a higher plateau, what's your status quo? I'm priceless to the street, plug with all the dope. Murder, she broke in the game, a bitch ain't never lied. I'm tryna pray for peace and niggas still done. I'm tired of trying, someone strapped, hoping I don't slip. You far wrong, pussy, I'ma empty out these clips. Cause I gotta make it home, the real niggas gone. I miss my brother Kuna, but I'm headstrong. I wish I knew a little sooner you was going home. We used to joke about it, now I'm sitting here alone. It feel wrong when I see him, I'ma make him right. An eye for an eye, I gotta take his life. Cut him down, if I could, then I would do it twice. Respect the unexpected, that's the key to life. Hey man, I'm telling you, man, it's like when it did so much in it. And then when you have an opportunity, you just gotta sit back and be like, man, I'm gifted, man. I need to take this shit and do what I need to do with this shit. You know what I'm saying? R.I.P. my big bro, man. Hey. Shout out to everybody, man. Respect the unexpected. You know what I'm saying? That's how we doing in 2021, man. We going at it. Shout out to Mob, nigga. You feel me? Gang, gang. Got your gang forever, ever, man. Y'all know what it is, man. We out here.
Yeah, we back. Yeah. Can we take another caller?
Yo, yo, what's up, my dude? This is the home of birthplace of hip-hop, Essex, Sean Felder. Happy New Year, Omar Meth Posse. How you doing, my dude?
What's up, my brother? My homie, what's going on, man? Happy New Year, man. Just gave homage to my boy Kango. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
right there,
yeah.
Right.
Rest in peace,
man.
Of U2PO and
peace.
Jesse of the Force MDs just passed away. Let's give a shout out to Jesse the Force MDs. I want to say a quick story about UTFO back in the days. I remember I first heard that song, Roxanne, Roxanne, on BLS with the late Mr. Magic Rap Attack. Now, you youngins need to listen. I remember when that song came out, New York went crazy, my dude. I mean, that song just took UTFO to the next level. And I remember when the video came out, when Kango Kid spit his verse. I mean, I just lost it, man. I mean, those guys back then was definitely stars of the hip-hop game. And that song just took it to another level. So and then they did a song called Whistle. And that song was hot, underrated song. Whistle was pretty good, too. And, yeah, Rectangle Kid's gonna be missed, man. Rest in peace to him. And I remember Jesse the Force MD's song Tender Love. I got one of their albums, and Force MD's was an underrated group back then too. They got their props, but they was a heavy hitter back in the day. So just want to say rest in peace to those two hip hop icons. And you know, like I said, we just gotta cherish our hip hop icons while they're alive, or man, because you know you never know when it's their time. So let's embrace them.
Yeah, I'm sorry to see, man. They're not gonna be here next year to see the hip hop museum open up, man. We lost a lot of soldiers this year, man.
Yeah,
we lost
yeah. I'm looking forward to that next year.
We lost Ecstasy. We lost Ecstasy.
The late DMX. Oh God, we can go on and on, man. So many legends we lost. Oh, definitely Heavy D.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's so many.
Andre Harrell.
You know what I'm saying? But Prince Barky D, remember him for the Fat Boys?
Yep.
Those guys, you know.
We lost hip-hop. You lost
Guru,
hip-hop.
Don't forget Guru. Rest in peace, Guru.
Yeah.
From Gangsta.
Yeah, he got him.
Guru.
Yeah.
Big L.
Big
Tupac.
Tupac.
Yeah, just want to say real quick before I get off, man, y'all, let's just have a safe, prosperous 2022. The Essex model of 2021 is Uptown Barbie Banks, a lovely model from Detroit. You can check out her pictures on social media. Me and Nikki is going to do a YouTube video tomorrow to shout out her and all the models from 2021 that help, again, put Essex on the map. Next month, I'm going to have one of my models, Raminka Moreau. I'm going to be sponsoring the DLC fashion show. So look out for me sponsoring that. And then shout out to D.D. Walker. I'm going to be sponsoring her event March 19th in Greensboro, North Carolina. I'll give you further details in the future. So, again, rest in peace to Kango Kid and Jesse of the Four SNDs, man. We got to hold on to our hip-hop icons while they're here, bro.
Yeah, give them my love, man. Shout out to them, man. We got to give a shout out to our brothers that's no longer here, man. Keep on hip-hop alive, man. If they ain't got lyrics like that no more.
Nah,
they don't
man,
make
I'm
good
sorry,
lyrics
man.
Like that.
Herb was special. That's why they call it the golden age of hip-hop, my man. The golden age.
They don't make hip-hop no more, man. They don't make
this
hip-hop no more.
All this mumble rap you're hearing, crap you're hearing, man. I can't do mumble rap, man.
Yeah, I ain't with it either.
Yeah.
We're going to keep our hip-hop alive,
though. All right, next week, man. I'm going to send you an A&M drink by the month. Shout me out. And again, man, like I said, you have a happy new year, bro. Take care.
You
that's
too, man.
Sean hey. Catch me on YouTube, y'all.
Yeah.
And shout out again to
Mecca Hip-Hop.
Bobby, thanks. 2021.
Mecca Hip-Hop in the house.
All right, bro. Take care. Happy new year.
All right. Peace. Yeah. Can we get one more caller? Yo, who's this? Where you calling from? Do we get a next caller?
OUR to the end dot, shit you right beyond and off like a pin top. Fuck with you and your men job, y'all know when and when not to play around everything I print hot. Flow water, catch you in the water bed, shots from the 4-4, leave you with a water head. You like to run around wide up for the fair till I leave by wire wrapped around your daughter leg. Stop bothering the corporation when we in the kitchen mixing up that raw in the apron. We in the lab, you in the lab. The only difference is the part of you vacant. Keep acting, Junior. You Cuba good and thought the Ruger couldn't turn dudes to putting. Nigga, I'm used to pushing. Dudes in the minivan. Shoot the bazooka. I got a holder like a minicam. Ace got 100 rounds left in his clip. The corpse stick together like pretzels and chips. Holes mad cause I don't donate loot much. I'm good without ice. I'm like homemade fruit punch. Busted on a lot of chicks' ass cheeks. When it comes to hoes, track sheet longer than Shaq feet. But don't go thinking the cat sleep. Shit, I got the shotgun in the backseat. You know who you fucking with here? You can find me in the pool hall guzzling beer. Letting 4-4s cut in the air. I'm in my hustling gear. Spill flows like a cup on a chair. And dog, I'm real. And everybody knows so show yo ass. And watch how fast I blast a fofo. Come around a nigga way. Move out of brick a day. The whole curb cooking up birds like Chick-fil-A. I even shine when my jewelry is off. They call me journalist. I get my story across. I started smoking weed and I ain't worked since. How the fuck I'ma sit on the work bench? I'm higher in the church fence. Plus I hate weights, give me your tray 8. Blow off your ears, make your peers call you snake face. No gun, I don't wait for a gat. I'm a therapist, bitch, I put Ace on your back. And I ain't gotta mention, Jay Conway, you know I'm somewhere pimping. If you need to find Jay, when I clap the chrome, your backbone broken. I'll be down to A with backbone smoking. My flow magical, get me any loop, turn it black and blue. Just like your dicky suit, and I can spit in any topic you like. Get a bitch, lead a booth by the top of the night. I got more holes than the top of a mic. Got more holes in the top of your mic, so make sure that you're dropping it right. Like every...
No, that's what I'm talking about. The flows keep flowing. Yeah. What's next? Who's on the mic? Next. We have the next one. Got another caller?
Nope, that's it.
Yeah. Can we play Queen Savage Anniversary?
Much love to share, I'll serve it to you like a waitress.
Fact.
Don't understand the hate we all the same, there ain't no fake it.
Yep.
You always kept it true,
hey, I way too much to lose.
Yep. We're trying to clear my mind, hop in the Hemi and just cruise.
But you always beside me, do wherever I
be.
Trying
to
fun up, and never disrespecting my
boy, I'm looking wild.
Hey.
Don't want no kids, but for you, oh, I have a child. Got my best interest at heart, and that's a fact I never doubt.
Hey.
I think I care for you a little more than I care for my house. We went through highs and lows, but at the same time, you always sit down. And girl, I need ya.
Hey.
Still looking for Mrs. Right, well, I just seen her.
Yep.
If you true at heart, you alright. Don't stop looking for you know it, they'll be right up in your sight. And
hey.
I'm like, blue can't get with no one else, cause you always to mine.
Hey.
Ain't no fun, baby, you know you're the best. They ain't feel like you, you different from the rest. Tell me down to do it all, cause I be stressing. They ain't moving with no morals, they ain't moving. And I'll
just
spin it all, cause we know we gon' get it back. You amazing, you got everything they lack. Let's take a pack now, it's time to act out. No other day is quite the same, baby, you know that it's a. You know that it's a. You know that it's a.
Call us Bonnie and Clyde.
Trying to put us in the mix that we gon' have to decline. Jesus groupies, they be lining up a single file.
Trying to hit some words so we can tell you know it's been a while. No stylists got plenty style.
Act.
Don't know how to
act.
Spin it all and make it
act.
Yeah, we got it like that, but we humble as we could be.
Ain't nobody better than me.
It's time to wear the keys.
Hey.
Up in O.D.'s.
Hey.
Schooling with my queen.
A cucumber on me.
What?
Ain't from it, but a bitch chilling, roaming through the streets. I'm running up all the screens. Fucking up all the screen. I'm never sipping no
Uber.
I gotta be in, girl, I need ya.
Hungry, tell me when you about to feed us.
Sweetest out here, but we trippin' like a diva.
Hit us some strippers, cause you know we tryna to see some.
Yeah, we gon' be some,
and that's a fact.
Ain't no fun, baby, you know you the best.
They ain't feel like you, you different from the rest.
Tell me down to do it all, cause I be stressin'.
They ain't movin' with no morals, they ain't movin'. And I'll
let you spin it all, cause we know we gon' get it back.
You amazing, you got everything they lack.
Let's take a pack now, it's time to act out.
No other day is quite the same, baby, you know that it's a.
You know that it's a.
You know that it's a.
Talk to y'all next Wednesday. Have a good one. Happy New Year, everybody. And we're going to go out with a song, Take a Stand. So I'll talk to you next Wednesday. OMF, we out. Take a stand. Let's take a stand. Play that.
Like slaves, a lot of my brothers.
they never got paid. Like Harriet Tubman and Frederick Douglass, they never got a chance to ride on the back of the bus. If it wasn't for us, there'd be no Marshall on Washington. If it wasn't for us, there'd be no Martin Luther King. If it wasn't for us, there'd be no Emancipation Proclamation. If it wasn't for us, there'd be no Bill of Rights. If it wasn't for us, there'd be no Declaration of Independence. If it wasn't for us, there would be no slave trade. We gotta take a stand to follow our dreams. Gotta take a stand to follow our dreams. We gotta take a stand to follow our dreams. We gotta take a stand to follow our dreams. We gotta take a stand to follow our dreams. We gotta take a stand to follow our dreams. We gotta take a stand to follow our dreams. We gotta take a stand to follow our dreams.
Being that we all have a purpose in life, we search for the answers and stray away from the light. Trying to find the knowledge that's hidden and a hidden talent that's missing. We contemplate for the day our dreams come true instead of mission. God made us in his image and not a statue that's going. They say for many are called, but only few will be chosen. We need solutions to our problems, man. Conversation eliminate. We rise for the cause, living in these concrete tenements. They say it's hard to maintain without a so-called job. And wake up in the morning without a so-called job. It's hard to take care of your kids without a so-called job. And put some food on the table without a so-called job. We're mathematics, we calculate, we count, we compensate. My lyrics, they teach, mobilize and indoctrinate. I got the Bible and Quran, flipping through the pages, trying to put it all together while we living in these dark ages.
Gotta take a stand to follow our dreams. Gotta take a stand to follow our dreams. We gotta take a stand to follow our dreams. We gotta take a stand to follow our dreams. We gotta take a stand to follow our dreams. We gotta take a stand to follow our dreams. We gotta take a stand to follow our dreams. We gotta take a stand to follow our dreams.
We pay the price for freedom, stand up and take that ride. Say no more drugs, no more getting high. Our journey didn't guarantee a better life. That's why we walking around here with all this stress and the strife. We thump for the okie doke. Our brothers walk around here broke. Our children gone out with the gun smoke. Our leaders talking about time for a change. While my people walking around here just feeling the pain. Keep hope alive is what he done said. But that house nigga ain't doing nothing. He ain't breaking no bread. Cause he's living in a glass house, running his mouth.